Welcome, everyone, to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and find me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And on Twitter now, Deanna for Congress. Go ahead and follow me there for all the latest posts. Remember, my show is twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peters Show. All right, we'll be right back with the rest of the show, so don't you go anywhere. But first, it's time to get really serious about protecting your future, your finances, and your family. We know that Biden and the deep state, they are driving us into another world war. Groceries are insanely expensive, inflation is through the roof, and we're over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watched their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. It's looking like a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call our friends at Gold Co. right now and tell them Deanna sent you, and you could get up to $10,000 in free silver. That's right, you can get up. Welcome, everyone, to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and find me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And on Twitter now, Deanna for Congress. Go ahead and follow me there for all the latest posts. Remember, my show is twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peters Show. All right, we'll be right back with the rest of the show, so don't you go anywhere. But first, it's time to get really serious about protecting your future, your finances, and your family. We know that Biden and the deep state, they are driving us into another world war. Groceries are insanely expensive, inflation is through the roof, and we're over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watched their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in silver and gold were protected. It's looking like a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call our friends at Gold Co. right now and tell them Deanna sent you, and you could get up to $10,000 in free silver. That's right, you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. Call them right now at 855-491-2348. That's 855-491-2348. And also, they can turn your 401k into metals at no penalty. So call them right now and also go on this site, goldco.com/shots, and download your free kit. It's a really cool free kit. It tells you how all this works, how to invest in silver and gold and precious metals, why it's not only important in protecting your wealth, but also in growing your wealth, and so much more. Download your free kit at goldco.com/shots. Call them on the phone. And make sure that in this new year, you are protecting yourself. You are protecting your family, your future, and your finances. Welcome back to Shots Fired. Well, we know time and time again, we've had so many guests on, from Dr. Jim Thorpe to Tiffany Parado and other labor and delivery nurses, talking about how the vaccine is not only dangerous to adults, but very dangerous for babies and fertility as well. And of course, the doctors keep pushing the jab, especially on pregnant women. They keep saying it is safe and effective to take while you're pregnant. And in fact, you should take it while you're pregnant, because then you'll you'll cover your butt for when your baby comes out and make sure that they get the immunity too from COVID.
Kimberly Biss, I'm an OBGYN that practices in St. Pete, Florida. I can definitely say since the vaccine rollout started, we have seen in our practice a decrease in new OB numbers, which would be infertility by about 50%. We've also seen an increase in miscarriage rate by about 50%. And I would say there's probably about a 25% increase in abnormal pap smears, as well as cervical malignancies in our area.
Here joining me is an OBGYN herself, Dr. Kimberly Biss, who is actually telling the truth about what she's been seeing in her practice after the jab rollout and how it's been affecting fertility and miscarriages and so many more things. So Dr. Kimberly Biss, it's so great to have you on this show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, I saw a video of you going around Telegram a couple months ago, and I'm glad that you're on the show because I want to elaborate further. You're talking about how you've seen personally a rise in miscarriages in your practice since the vaccine rollout. Let's just start there and then we'll delve deeper into this.
Sure. So first and foremost, I want to say that what I'm about to discuss are my observations. I'm not representing a company or a healthcare entity or hospital.
Okay, great.
There's a great presentation of my data, which I had collected from the years 2020 up until November of last year. Jessica Rose did a podcast, or not a podcast, I'm sorry. She did a Substack that showed my data with regards to not only the increase in miscarriage rate from year to year, but also the decrease in the number of newly pregnant patients we were registering in our practice from month to month, which clearly is a representation of possibly infertility or the obvious decrease in the birth rates, which we are seeing globally. That's not something that's unique to the United States.
Right. And I'm going to cut you off just for a second and then go further. How long, exactly what kind of specialist are you and how long have you been practicing for? Just so people can get a sense of how you absolutely know your stuff here and you are absolutely someone we should listen to.
Yeah. So I've been doing obstetrics and gynecology since I started my residency in 1994. I graduated residency in 1998. I trained here in Florida and I've been in the Tampa Bay area ever since I graduated residency in private practice. So I've been doing this for a very long time.
Wow.
I never really kept hard data, but I knew roughly how many new obstetric patients we would see from month to month prior to the pandemic. And I knew roughly how many miscarriages we would have from month to month. And the acceptable rate of miscarriage is anywhere from 10 to 15%. But I will tell you clinically, I never did see it that high. We might have been, in the 5 to 10% range, maybe. But, starting in 2021, after the shots were being rolled out, we definitely saw an uptick in our miscarriage rates for sure.
So you said about 50% you'd probably estimate it.
So it's not 50% was our rate. It's more that our rates went up by 50%. So if we normally were to have, two miscarriages a month, they might have gone up to three, let's say, which would have been, like a 50% increase. When I went back after I had done the video with Steve Kirsch that went viral, when I went back and actually really did a deep dive and look at our data that I sent to Jessica Rose, the miscarriage rate went from 2020 was about 4% was the average, went to 7% in 2021. In 2022, it went up to 15%. And actually in the month of December that just passed, we enrolled 41 newly pregnant patients, which is actually a record for us, but we had 11 miscarriages. So that's almost 25% in that.
That's amazing. So, yeah. And are you finding that the miscarriages are often in time periods where you wouldn't normally see. I'm hearing that it's kind of common to have a miscarriage, where normally a miscarriage is within the first 20 weeks, but often now it's after 20 weeks. It's, you know, between 20 and 35 weeks sometimes.
Well, so there's a difference. A miscarriage is defined as a pregnancy loss that occurs prior to 20 weeks. So up to 19 weeks and 6 days. If you have a loss from 20 weeks till term, that's a stillbirth. So, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is what was not delineated clearly in a study that came out in April of 2021 in the New England Journal of Medicine, where they looked at the VSafe data, which was the app that people could, you know, fill out, and that information would get back to Pfizer. And they specifically took data from pregnant women. Now, obviously, the enrollees in the trials were told to not get pregnant, but not everybody follows the rules, and sometimes pregnancies happen.
Yeah.
And they had about 827 people in this study. And they said that the miscarriage rate was comparable to the normal rate of 10 to 15%. However, you can't use the whole denominator of the study to figure out that number, because if you're 35 weeks and you lose a pregnancy, that's not a miscarriage.
Right.
When critical people read the study and looked at the numbers, the miscarriage rate from that study was actually 80%. 80%.
That's shocking. Now, I mean, completely rare and unusual.
But in the very next month, Beth Pinellas, who's a high-risk obstetric physician in Houston, published a study of women she had looked at in the prior year when there was no vaccine pregnant women, and actually showed that pregnant women did better with regards to COVID infection. They were less risk to end up on a ventilator or die when compared to a non-pregnant woman. So we had two pieces of data 2 months apart that clearly showed we had no business providing these vaccines to pregnant women, for one, and for two, they ultimately did better than a non-pregnant person anyway. So the whole guise we've been put under, that a pregnant woman, if she gets sick with a respiratory infection, she's going to do much worse than a non-pregnant person, was not true with regards to COVID.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I was pregnant also last year, and my OBGYN and other nurses just scare the hell out of you. They say, oh my gosh, if you're pregnant, you are at such a high risk of COVID. And if you get COVID, the baby could probably die. We've seen babies that are dead because their mother didn't get vaccinated and they got COVID and had to be on a ventilator. I mean, they scare the crap out of you. And luckily I withstood that pressure, but it gets to a point where if you're not very emotionally strong, or you just really don't know all the facts, you could easily get vaccinated while you're pregnant and then, you know, irreparably harm that baby. Because again, it's just, why would you put, you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to have a lunch meat apparently when you're pregnant, but you're putting an untested vaccine with untested materials in your body while you're pregnant. It doesn't logically make sense. And now you're saying even factually, it's not backed up. It's actually the reverse.
If you're pregnant like me and worried about getting your COVID-19 booster, I totally get it. But here's what you should know. The booster is not a live vaccine, so it can't give you or your baby COVID. If you're pregnant and you do get COVID, you're more likely to have a severe case compared to someone who's not pregnant. The booster can help lower this risk. When you get your booster, your body makes antibodies, and that helps protect you and your baby. Ready to schedule your appointment? Click the link in our bio.
Right. Well, the fear was incredible, because I went back, and our whole pregnancy population right now we have registered in our practice, the vaccination rate is 60%.
Wow. Wow. 60% wow. 60%
had at least two shots. Not
very while they were pregnant.
Well, when going back to when the shots were newly put out in 2021, not that many now have gotten injected during pregnancy, because, you know, now we're on the third and fourth and or the fourth and fifth booster, and not too many people, you know, got all. We have a few that got all five. but the majority just got the initial two.
And have you seen other kinds of issues as well in your practice or others that after they get the shot, a baby becomes unwell or they have growth issues, fetal growth issues, placenta type issues or anything like that that you observe?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, there's probably only one. We've only had two stillbirths, thank God, in the last 3 years. And one was very much explained and had nothing to do with COVID. The other potentially could have because it was very short in time to after she had received a booster. She was only 26 weeks. But what we have been seeing is an increase in hypertensive disorders in pregnancy that usually occur in the latter portion of the third trimester. We've had to deliver quite a few patients earlier than their due date because their blood pressures become abnormal. The other thing we're finding is what's called oligohydramnios, which is low amniotic fluid, which has caused us to have to induce patients early in the last month. Interestingly enough, we're seeing a lot more postpartum hemorrhages, and I don't know how to explain why that's happening. The presumption is there might be some involvement of the spike protein or the lipid nanoparticles in the muscle of the uterus, because obviously we're having myocarditis, which is, you know, the heart's another muscle in the body.
Yeah.
But that's to be continued. We do have, my colleague had a woman who delivered and needed an emergency hysterectomy because she couldn't stop bleeding. And he actually sent the tissue samples to Dr. Ryan Cole, who's the pathologist in Idaho. He does a lot of staining for spike protein. So he'll be able to determine whether or not that was a factor. But I'm definitely seeing an increase in that. We haven't had too many, I know Dr. Thorpe has seen this, but we haven't had too many growth restricted babies where they're not growing normally in utero. It's mainly been the fluid, which is a direct correlation to the health of the placenta, as is hypertensive disorders in pregnancy. Right. So we have.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And so in your practice, you've seen also a noticeable decline in fertility as well. So not only an increase in miscarriages, but a decline in fertility.
Definitely. Yeah. The birth rates are definitely down for sure. And I don't think that's because everybody's bought into the climate change.
Right. I mean, what do you make of that? If less women are becoming pregnant and less women are staying pregnant due to miscarriages and stillbirths, and this is noticeable just within a year or two of the vaccine rollout now, what are the long-term implications of that? This is like a microcosm, just one practice, but I'm hearing this from many other OBGYN practices and labor and delivery nurses as well.
Maternal fetal medicine physician in this country that sees as many patients as I do by ultrasound. At one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000 high-risk OB ultrasounds. So I know what's going on, and I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before.
The stillbirth rate is measured in terms of live births per 1,000. And really it's come down in my career from about 10 to about almost 5.8 or 6. Now let's go to 2021 and look at the stillbirth rate for Michelle's. This is horrifying. But if you take this death figure and you look at that rate at 29.3, that sigma that you're looking at is 40 plus sigma, standard deviation. Let that sink in. This is from Waterloo, Canada. 83 stillbirths, about 4,000 deliveries. That exact same thing you saw with Michelle's. If that weren't bad enough, Look at this. I couldn't even put it. There were 13 dead fetuses in one 24-hour period. One 24-hour period.
Yeah, I don't think we know. We don't know what we don't know. And it's been such a short period of time, and there's more to come, I'm sure. But, you know, for FOIA requests, we have found that, you know, Pfizer knew that the lipid nanoparticles were going, you know, the mRNA and the lipid nanoparticles didn't just stay in the shoulder muscle, which is what everybody was being told. I mean, the Japanese discovered the Pfizer data showing that these entities went all through the body, and all endocrine organs are very, what we call lipophilic. They suck up fat. So a lot of the damage may not be so much from the spike protein, but from the fatty component around the mRNA, the lipid nanoparticles. And there is some data showing that male sperm counts are lowered in those that have been vaccinated. Yeah. You know, we don't know what could possibly be happening at the level of the ovary, but I will tell you, when a woman's born, you're born with all the eggs you're ever going to have in your ovaries. They don't regenerate. Mm-hmm. And we know that these cross the placenta too. So what does that mean in a developing female fetus? You know, we won't know about her fertility until
that's true.
Of reproductive age. So this could be multi-generational. We just don't know. But the bottom line is everybody's up in arms about giving these vaccines to children, which I totally agree they shouldn't be given to, but children start in the womb. Never should have been recommended to pregnant women. Just never.
Right. Because if it can affect fertility of an adult, it can affect a growing fetus's future fertility, you're saying, right? Their sperm count, if it's a boy, or their egg count, if it's a girl, their ovaries. I mean, we really don't know exactly what's going on here, but we do know that women's menstrual cycles are severely impacted by it. Some women are bleeding for months after they get that vaccine. Some women have stopped bleeding altogether and gone into menopause or perimenopause. We've seen women who are, you know, 70 or 80 years old, suddenly start bleeding again, massive blood clots. We're seeing all sorts of things with menstrual cycles and fertility. So it doesn't really surprise me anymore. I mean, again, these are only the short-term side effects that we're seeing now. We don't know what's 5-10 years down the line.
Right, right. There's a physician in Brazil who's an endocrinologist I saw speak at an FLCCC conference, and he said that he envisions there's going to be a lot of endocrine disorders coming down the pike. You know, there's just so much we're going to be seeing.
Endocrine disorders. Interesting.
Endocrine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the implications of that?
Well, I mean, a menagerie of things. I mean, we're seeing it now with the menstrual cycles, but, you know, probably a lot of thyroid issues, pancreas issues, which would be related to maybe diabetes. Yeah. You know, adrenal gland issues, you know, wherever there's endocrine, you know, who knows? We'll just have to see. It's, you know, yeah. I haven't gotten any of these vaccines because I had COVID in January of 2021, mm-hmm. and I still believe in natural immunity.
Yeah.
So, but same. I can't imagine, you know, people who have been injected. I just, you know, you can't hide it anymore. Everybody probably knows somebody now that's had some sort of an issue. And I can't imagine what those people must be feeling, like they're ticking time bombs or something, you know?
Exactly.
Hopefully they got a dud though, because they are finding that there's certain lot numbers of the vaccines that cause the most adverse events. And, you know, the quality control with development of these vaccines was not the best because it happened way too fast. So if you ever talk to somebody who says, well, I got a shot, nothing happened to me, I was fine. Well, they probably got a dud. So fingers crossed on that.
Yeah, it seems like there was a lot of people that got maybe saline solution or something that turned out to be nothing, zero side effects. And then we have these people that are having major side effects. And some are neurological, some are heart-related, blood-related, brain-related. I mean, it's almost like there's a batch for each type of ailment that you can get. It's incredible. So I guess, you know, I've talked to a lot of labor and delivery nurses, and they say that they've never seen the NICU so busy before than the last 2 years. They're seeing so many babies come in the NICU. Usually they're 1, 2, or sometimes even 3 months premature. And they've always seen that, but never to this extent where it's so busy and so packed. Are you observing that as well?
Yeah, you know, it tends to vary from month to month, but I think it's because we're delivering a lot of people sooner than they, you know, than the baby should be delivered, you know, they're in the NICU. The other thing that Dr. Thorpe seems to think is that, you know, the thymus gland is in the neck. In a baby, it's very robust because that's where their immunity is developing. And it's perhaps in these moms that have been, you know, injected with the messenger RNA shots, that if they've gone to the fetus, maybe somehow they're getting involved in their thymus gland and they can't mount any kind of an immune response. And that may be why they're getting sick with infections around the time of birth or shortly, you know, after, you know, a few weeks after birth.
Wow.
It's pretty scary. You know, the whole concept is give mom a vaccine so that she'll make antibodies that go to the baby. But the immunity that we have, there's so much more to that than just antibody. There's other components. And I think we're hurting that in these little babies.
Absolutely. It's like, they don't need that. They develop immunity on their own. And it's like, you're just kind of hijacking their natural immune system, I would think.
1,200-fold increases in menstrual abnormalities. And then when we get into pregnancy, we're looking at a substantial increase in miscarriages and birth defects, a substantial risk of fetal cardiac arrhythmia, fetal cardiac malformations, significant fetal growth slowing, significant reduction in amniotic fluid, fetal cardiac arrest.
Are you saying babies are having heart attacks in the womb?
Yes.
Last thing I want to ask you about too is the abnormal pap smears. You say you've seen an increase in abnormal pap smears. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah, statistically, I mean, I don't have hard numbers. I had our lab generate a report for me, which clearly showed from year to year the numbers have gone up a little bit. I started being concerned a year ago, July, when initial VAERS data was showing people that got these injections were breaking out in shingles. Now, shingles is a reactivation of the chickenpox virus or varicella. My concern in my specialty was perhaps maybe the HPV or human papillomavirus would become reactivated. And that is the virus that's the culprit in 99% of cervical cancers. So I made it a point a year and a half ago to start doing pap smears on everybody annually, because I don't know if you recall, but back in 2011, we changed our guidelines. You may know from going to your gynecologist to where we stopped doing annual pap smears, depending upon the patient's age. We do them every 3 to 5 years. Well, I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm doing them on everybody annually now.
Yeah.
And I've had women that have had absolutely no history of any abnormal pap, or they might have had one maybe 10 or 20 years ago, and all of a sudden, now they have an abnormal pap with HPV.
Wow.
And they've been, you know, vaccinated. So I'm definitely seeing that. And there was a paper that I can't seem to find, but it came out of Stanford a couple months back showing that the invasive cervical cancer rates in our country over the last 10 years have actually been slowly increasing. So, you know, I think all the more reason to just go back to the annual pap smears. I mean, it's such a cheap screening test, you know, all tests to stop doing annually. That wouldn't have been the first one I would have chosen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how can you catch something if you're only testing every 3 to 5 years?
Right.
You know, wow. Well, Dr. Kimberly Biss, you've been really informative and enlightening. Any last words, and where can people find you if they want to learn more about you and your great work and data that you've been capturing?
I'm newly on Twitter. I always
try good.
To say, under the radar, but now I can't. So my handle is at DocBiss, so DocBiss. You know, I just want to reassure women that, you know, now the COVID infection is pretty much a head cold. I don't think you need to get any more shots to prevent a head cold. Just, you know, increase your vitamin D, Z, zinc, exercise, eat good foods, go out in the sun, everything they told us not to do. And I think you'll be fine. And I do believe that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine can be used to treat, and they are safe to be used in pregnancy. So
that's very good to know. And it's not going to turn you into a horse if you use ivermectin, unlike what the mainstream media says.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kimberly Biss. Come back anytime. If you've got more information or an update, we'd love to have you back on. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick message.
Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance, cause the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance, cause the world is ending.
Get vaccinated. It's incredibly effective, but the truth is, not enough people are getting it. We've got to change that, so we can all have a safe and healthy holiday season.
A food shortage is coming, even in the U.S., economic experts wrote at the end of the summer crop season. Farmers are sensing it too. John Boyd Jr., a fourth-generation farmer, told Fox News that we're going to be seeing empty cupboards and shelves by the end of a few months. That's why survival food is more important now than ever before. Create your own stockpile of the best Four Patriots survival food kits. And it is not ordinary foods. We're talking about good for 25 years super survival food. Hand-packed right in a family-owned facility right in the USA and giving jobs to over 200 Americans. The kits are compact, sturdy, water-resistant, and stack easily. They have different delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that can be ready in just a few minutes. All you have to do is pour boiling water in it, let it simmer, and serve. And right now, you can go to 4patriots.com and use promo code Deanna to get 10% off your first purchase on everything in the store, including this 3-month survival kit. You'll get their famous guarantee for an entire year after your order, plus free shipping on all orders over $97. They're called 4Patriots because a portion of every sale is donated to charities that support our veterans and their families. Just go to 4patriots.com and use promo code Deanna to get your 10% off. That's 4patriots.com, use promo code Deanna, and get 10% off. Start building your own food stockpile today. And now it's time for the Darwin Awards, the Darwin Awards, the dumbest, most ridiculous, craziest people of the week that absolutely should not be breeding. All right, the first Darwin Award goes to
the new Speaker of the House,
Michael Fenone.
And other GOP House leaders, here's my message to you.
Here's my message to you.
You have this job because you promised to represent the people. We, the people, are calling on you to condemn political violence. As you take on your new roles, I will be watching.
I will be watching. Who the hell cares who you are? This guy is the biggest CIA plant that ever existed. He's a complete CIA farm-grown and raised crisis actor. He is a crisis actor, folks. He's got it written all over him. Look at all the tattoos. I kind of seem like a Trump supporter. I kind of seem like a patriot, somebody that would go to Trump rallies, maybe, but I'm actually not, and I'm turning on them because I can't stand that political violence that happened over there at the Capitol on January 6th. 6th, so now I voted for Biden. Like, God, this guy is such a crisis actor, and he's crying all over TV. Of course, he's doing a book tour now, but he's crying everywhere. What kind of a real police officer cries when he talks about a protest? I mean, come on, this guy. Statements
from each and every one of you to do just that. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Let's bring in Michael Fanone now. He's
and
a
now
CNN
he's a CNN, CNN contributor.
Police officer who almost died at the hands of that pro-Trump mob as he tried to defend the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection 2 years ago.
Died. He's also the author at the insurrection. Of the memoir,
Hold the Line, The Insurrection and One Cop Battle for America.
Of course, now he's got a book. Cue the book tour.
He's fresh off a visit to the White House, where he was one of only 14 people to receive one of the highest honors given to civilians, the Presidential Citizens Medal. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, he wins a medal.
That's pretty cool. Your girls are here. Were they in the audience?
And he's got to meet the president. And he's on a book tour while he's crying about the scary Trump protesters.
People might not know this, but you voted for Trump. I mean, and here you are with Joe Biden. Was that weird, otherworldly, or is this just all been part of this long, strange trip you've been on?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's part of that long, strange trip you talked about. I voted for Trump in 2016. I voted for Biden in 2020.
And there it is.
You know, I was grateful for the opportunity to be acknowledged, not so much for what I did on January 6th, but for everything
that
I've
done January 6th?
And what so many other Americans that were.
Okay, he's crazy. Okay, so this guy thinks he should be awarded something for what he did on January 6th. He's a crisis actor. And of course, the perfect crisis actor is someone who voted for Trump, but then they flipped because Trump and their supporters are so horrible. Now he voted Biden. Perfect crisis actor right there. Farm, CIA farm, raised and grown. All right, next Darwin Award goes to this gem that I found on Reddit. Should we vaccinate our 7-month-old with the COVID vaccine? Doctors strongly recommended to give vaccine right at 6 months of age. If yes, which one to choose? Oh my God. Our pediatrician strongly suggested giving our COVID vaccine to our 6-month-old baby. What is wrong with you? Oh my God, these people don't deserve to have babies. They don't deserve to be breeding. Well, probably the problem will solve itself because this baby will probably end up being infertile if they continue to give them the vaccine. Imagine giving a 6-month-old a COVID vaccine. It's like, hey, 6-month-old, go get myocarditis and a heart attack. Go die suddenly. That's what they're doing to these kids. Any parent that gives their child a COVID vaccine needs to be arrested and jailed for crimes against children. That's it. That's all there is to it. Point blank. Next Darwin Award goes to
Ukraine.
Miss Universe. Okay, in the Miss Universe pageant this week, guess what Ukraine wore? What they dressed up as? Archangel Michael. Oh, look
this
at Archangel Michael.
The Warrior of Light costume symbolizes Ukraine's fight for freedom. The Warrior of Light protects her country like Archangel Michael, who is a guardian of soldiers and considered to be the patron of kids, the capital
city. Oh, my God.
This Warrior of Light will help in their fight, Ukraine.
Ukraine. Can we stop with the worshiping of Ukraine? Can we stop with the wearing of Ukraine flags instead of American flags? Can we stop worshiping this money laundering scheme that's happening here with the money guy continuing to gaslight Americans in the world to give him more money and begging money on our TVs every single day? Can we stop that? Can we stop glorifying that? Miss Universe, Ukraine, Archangel, you get a Darwin Award. And the next Darwin Award goes to Mayor Pete Buttplug. Pete Buttplug, the worst Secretary of Transportation ever. How did all the planes get grounded last week because of a FAA system outage? Yeah, right. They knew what this was. They know what it is. And this is just a giant test. I'm telling you right now, they are testing the whole systems because they want to make sure that we never travel. They want to keep us in our little pot.
Exactly how this happened, the timeline piece by piece about what was known overnight going into last night and then coming out of it. And most importantly, as you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half and the kind of delays that we saw.
Okay, remember, guys, this is no accident. There's never any accident. There's never any mistakes with these people. They plan everything. They coordinate everything. Just like 9/11 wasn't some big accident. Just like COVID wasn't some big accident. They plan and calculate everything. And when something like this happens, it is a test run. I'm telling you this, it's a test run to see how it all goes, because they're planning something in the very near future. They are planning something major with travel. All the travel stoppages lately, cancellations of flights, the hacking into the travel system. Come on. This is what's happening, folks. They are planning something big with our travel. They don't want us to go anywhere. But peep butt plug, you get a nice Darwin Award for pretending like this was some big mistake. All right, next Darwin Award goes to the CDC. The CDC put out this ad the other day, which was pretty funny. It's a Valentine's ad. Yeah, it's like supposed to be a Valentine's skit and supposed to be funny. You can find flu vaccines near you. Take her somewhere special. So it's like, hey, take her somewhere special for Valentine's Day. Take her somewhere special. She looks surprised. Oh, surprise, taking you somewhere special. But where are they taking her? And then on the next picture underneath it, it's to get your vaccine. Ha 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 ha, that's so funny. Get your vaccine. Oh, isn't that funny? Isn't that special? Take her somewhere special. Go get her a vaccine. That's the kind of propaganda they're putting out there. Yes, no, don't take her to a fine dining restaurant. No, don't take her to somewhere to get chocolates and roses. Take her, surprise her, take her to go get her vaccine. That's a romantic kind of Valentine's we should all get behind. All right, that's it for the Darwin Awards. All right, that's all the time we got for today. Thank you so much for watching Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week, Tuesday and Thursdays, right after the Stu Peters Show at 7 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Instagram, Telegram, Gab, and Getter, and True Social at Real Deanna Lorraine, and on Twitter, Deanna for Congress, for all the latest posts. And if you enjoyed the show, give it a rumble below. All right, until Thursday, God bless you and God bless America. See you Thursday.